Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the conference call. Our chairperson today is Johnny. Johnny, please begin your call, and I'll be standing by for the Q&A. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Phoebe. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Johnny Yuan. I'm the Finance Director and Company Secretary of IRC. Now, I would like to welcome all of you to IRC Limited. Our stock code is 1029, 2022 fourth quarter trading update conference call. Apart from me, with us today are our CEO, Dennis Cherniwenko, and our CFO, Danila Kotirov. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief Q&A session, which you can ask in English, Mandarin, or Cantonese, will follow the formal presentation. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. Announcement and PowerPoint slides for use in this call have been uploaded, and you can download the documents from our website, www.ircgroup.com.hk. 各位好，我是铁公银货财务总管和公司秘书，欢迎大家出席今次我们铁公银货香港交易所股票编号1029，2022年第四季嘅电话会议。今日出席嘅代表包括首席执行官 Dennis Cherniwenko 先生，同埋我嘅首席财务官 Danila Kotirov 先生嘅。出席嘉宾暂时会如期为聆听模式。喺管理层正式报告完毕之后，我哋会设有一个答问嘅时间，欢迎大家使用英文、国语或者广东话发问。同时提醒大家，本会议正系进行录音，而会议使用嘅公告同埋演讲稿已经上载于本公司嘅网站www.ircgroup.com.hk，欢迎大家下载。我哋而家有请我哋首席执行官 Dennis Cherniwenko 先生为我哋主持呢个会议嘅。Now, it's my pleasure to turn the call to our CEO, Dennis Cherniwenko, to begin the conference call. Dennis, you may begin.
Hello. Good morning, good afternoon. Dear colleagues, dear shareholders, dear investors. My name is Dennis Cherniwenko. I'm CEO of IRC, and I want to start with our presentation Q4 2022 highlights. First of all, about our production, about our manufacturing. I want to tell you that it was 10.5% decrease in production volume over Q3 2022, mainly due to the temporary scaling down of operation in November following weak iron ore price. Normal operating capacity resumed in December. Also, we continue preparation of the Sutara deposit with the aim of starting to mine Sutara ore in the second half of 2023. Nevertheless of decreasing of production volume. In sales volume, the decrease was only 1.4% over Q3 2022. Mainly, it is year after year, mainly it's just because it's fourth quarter. There are some problems with the logistics at the end of the year. Regarding the corporate and industry, I want to tell you some highlights. First of all, we completed the subscription of new IRC shares by MIC at a total consideration of $19 million. By this, we reduce the group's gearing and strengthen our balance sheet. By this, net debt decreased to only $41.6 million in comparison with the Q3, when it was $51.7 million, following the completion of the subscription shares. Cash balance reduced to $86.9 million in comparison with the Q3, when it was $46 million, mainly due to working capital movements at the end of the year. Also, we can inform you that the Amur River Bridge commenced operation in December 2022. It was some delays just because we were expecting that it should be done in September, but in December, the operation have been started. And KNS made a successful trial shipment via the bridge. Our production was on the first train. And also in Q4, China's slowing economy weakened the Chinese iron ore market. Although stimulus policies providing some support to the iron ore prices recovery, the Platts 65 average price declined 4.3% to 111 per ton, but increased to 131 per ton by the year end. And of course, so some negative factors, so the Russian ruble depreciation to an average 63 ruble per dollar after seeing significant appreciation in the earlier part of 2022. And some words about KNS operation, production and sales. As I already said, so we have some decreasing of production, but nevertheless, we kept the sales more or less like the same. And by the year focused, we see that nevertheless of all these, our sales increased by 0.5%. And also we see that total production also increased by 0.5%. I want to say that production reduced due to the temporary scaling down of operation in November 2022 and normal operation resumed in December 2022. Sales in line with the last quarter, despite production drop, mainly it's due to railway congestion at the end of the year. And KNS is actively preparing Sotara deposit for operations, and our aim is to start to mine Sotara at the end of the 2023. With KNS operation having scaling down, mining activities were also reduced to minimize cash outflow during the low prices and preserve all resources. And in September 2022, Russian government announced a partial mobilization of military reservists in Russia. Some our workers have been called to the service. As of now, there is no any material impact on operation of KNS due to this matter. And right now, so Danila Kotlyarov, our CFO, please continue with the financials.
Thank you very much, Denis. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look at the slide 9 where we provide the highlights of the liquidity of the company at the end of the quarter. As Denis mentioned already, we have decrease in the cash in the amount of 10 million against the previous quarter. As Denis mentioned already, the reason of that is it was a certain increase in the working capital. In working capital at the company at the end of the year, which is normal, because it's usually at the end of the year we made an additional amount of the payment advances in terms of some supplies, and we also had a slight decrease in the amount of the trade receivables at the end of the year, but we're expecting that these issues will be alleviated over the first quarter of this year. As Dennis mentioned already, we have at the beginning of the previous quarter, we completed the subscription of the MIC. So the total amount of $19 million that we have raised, it was fully used on the repayment of the loan. And as you see, as a result of this, the net debt of the company has decreased an amount of $10 million. And yes, if you look at the if you look at the dynamics of the decrease of the debt over the past years, we have a significant decrease of the gearing of the company over the course of the past couple of years. And in light of the economic environment with the increased interest rates, and also minding that our the loan that we have, it has a floating rate, we believe that this is a good way of improving the bottom line of the company and also strengthening our balance sheet. So on the next slide, you can see the information about the subscription, which obviously were, and you can see also here the repayment or schedule of the loan. As you can see, the amount that we have raised, we repaid, and this amount was allocated into the alleviation and the repayment of the principal in the last quarter of the previous year. And also we basically repaid half of the principal repayments of this year. We believe it's very important to improve the liquidity over the course of this year in light of the significant amount of the capex in relation with the Sotera project, which we are planning to complete over the course of this year. But I believe Dennis will give more information about this in the slides later. So so I think that's all about that's all information we can provide about the liquidity and our financials at the moment. Our information about our results will be published in due course with our annual results, which are expected at the end, of March. So I can hand over back to Dennis now.
Thank you so much, Daniela. So, and I will continue with challenges and opportunities. Dear colleagues, please look at the slide 12. So, as it was in the last quarter, so the same challenges beyond our control. It is iron ore prices are volatile, so it still continue. The rubble appreciation increase can as separating cost, and also rising inflation impact on operational cost. The first challenge is iron ore prices are volatile. You can see the slide 13, and also you can see and recognize that the last quarter of 2022 show very low prices on our main product, and because of that, of course, so this factor is under our control, beyond our control, and also it has a very serious impact on our sales and margin. The next challenge on slide number 14, rubble appreciation increase our operation cost on our main production plan, E&S, just because our spendings mostly are in Russian rubles. And of course, due to the situation when the rubble appreciated, so also, which is beyond our control, so it has a serious impact on our cost. The next is inflation rise, which also impacts on our operation cost on our plant. And you can see that nevertheless it's decreasing, but nevertheless, so inflation in quarter four was very high in comparison with the previous year. But also I want to tell you about several opportunities. It is on slide 16. It is Sutara project and Amur River bridge. The first one is described on slide number 17. So we continue with our Sutara project. And the total initial capex to bring the Sutara into operation is expected on the level 51 million, on which about 20 million had already been incurred as of end of 2022. The remaining 31 million is expected to be self-funded by cash flow generated by KNC due to the fact that we have some free cash because of our corporate event with the shares. So Sutara's iron ore has higher ferromagnetic grade. It helps us to improve the production capacity. And also, Sutara project has been advancing according to the program, and it will be the long-term solution to improve our production capacity issue. So it will be more than 30 years of mine life. And as I already said, the aim to start mining at Sutara is second half of 2023. The next opportunity is starting of moving logistics on the Amur River Bridge. So the operation commenced in December 22. It was some testing trains. We already have started sending our goods through this bridge in December, and we continue in January, and also we will continue in February. It is not the full scope of our production, but anyway, so we improve our logistics. So it's only 240 kilometers to Chinese border from our plant, and shipping time reduced to 1 to 3 days, and delivery distance shortened by over 800 kilometers. So closer distance, higher transportation efficiency, and also it encourages senior Russian economic activities. So it's all for what I want to say, dear colleagues, dear shareholders. Thank you very much. I want to pass the word to Johnny.
Thank you, Dennis. Operator, I think we can move on to the Q&A, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now poll for questions. If you would like to register for questions, please press star 1 on your telephone. Thank you. Once again, that is star 1 to register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Mr. Hei King Leung. Thank you.
喂, 我是梁喜景, 就, 关于这个铁货呢, 是, 你好, 我是梁喜景,
是,
关于铁货呢, 你们那个财务, 即是现在是不是, 即是除了这个, 债主即是银行借欠那些钱之外, 没有其他银行可以借钱的了。没有其他负债吗？不是，即是渠道啊，融资的渠道啊，你们是不是，即是现在一间 嗰個股東嘅錢啦、啊，其他嗰啲錢如果流動要借錢，你問邊個攞啊？
明白，明白。明白，
即系冇诶，系有冇其他系
？OK， 好诶、我将我我明嘅问题嘅，我将佢转达到英文，然之后再同我哋嘅首席财务官讲，咁然之后我睇佢点答，我就复翻你好冇？你等我等下。
好，
Daniela, I think this question is for you. The question comes from Mr. Leung, who is our long-term supporting shareholders. He would like to know apart from the credit that we've got from MIC, do we have any other credit lines or borrowings lines which we can draw in case we need it?
Thank you very much about asking the question. Yes, and we are thankful of Mr. Leung joining us and expressing the interest in the company. So at this moment of time and at the end of the year, we had no other indebtedness and we have no other liquidity lines. But we are looking at this at the moment, and we believe that in the near future, especially with the improvement in the price of the iron ore, we will be able to secure additional sources of the liquidity, which we will only use if required. So, in brief, answering his questions, we are actively working on this, and we believe that we will be able to secure this additional source of liquidity quite soon and utilized in the case we need it.
Okay, understood. Let me put it into Chinese. Ah, Leung san,
please.
其實咧，喺我哋喺我哋年結嘅時候咧，就冇啦。其實係我哋淨係得 MIC 呢條 line 嘅啫。咁但係咧，其實咧，我哋都即係不停咁去研究緊有冇其他嘅財務渠道可以有個 line 喺度咁樣嘅，咁隨住嗰個鐵價而家好咗啦，咁其實我哋嘅生意都慢慢可以好翻少少啦，咁相信咧都我哋都會積極咁去睇下揾到啲其他嘅呢啲 facility line 嘅。
啊，多謝你，唔該。
好。
Thank you. And the next question comes from Mr. Davis Lim. Please go ahead. Thank you.
Hi, thanks for the presentation. I have three questions. The first question is regarding your capital raise with MIC. And the question is, do you have any more capital raising in plan in the near future? So that's question one. Question two is regarding the Amir River Bridge. In terms of cost per ton savings,How much cost per ton savings do you expect to come to you versus to the customer? That's question two. And then question three is regarding the new mine. So in terms of the up and coming half year 23, what additional mining production do you expect? And what is the cost per ton in terms of the production? Thank you.
Thank you, Junior. For the first question, yeah, Daniela, so please answer.
Yes. Question number one was about the subscription of MIC and whether we have any immediate plans at the moment of additional ones. I think the answer will be that with the pipeline of the project.Which we've got, we were constantly in the past looking at the sources of the additional capital if required. So in terms of the debt capital or equity capital. So the reason why we were looking at raising the capital with MIC in the second half of last year was that the situation with the iron ore market was deteriorating.And we have a big amount of capex in front of us, as you have seen earlier, And the commission of Sutara project and funding of Sutara project is absolutely crucial, because this is basically extension of the life of mine of the company, and this project is required to keep up with the capacity. And the reason why we raised the capital was the major reason was securing our opportunity to keep up with the with the project. And that's why, as I've mentioned already, the main reason of the raising and allocating allocating this money was to decrease the repayment of the principal and the loan in the next at the end of this year and the next year, where we have the biggest amount of the capex on Sutara. So this last task was resolved. We believe that the company is positioned well at the moment to commission Sutara project. So at this moment, we don't have any immediate plans, but as I mentioned already, we and the board management, we are looking at the opportunity, at the risks, and we're analyzing them on a regular basis. And as you have seen, the prices of the iron ore have seen significant increases and drops in the recent quarter, and so all these matters require constant attention. But at this moment, we don't have the immediate plan. The second question was about the breach. As we mentioned, we only completed a trial, a shipment over the bridge at the end of last year, because actually it was just a trial opening in the last quarter of the year. So the bridge is only beginning to operate, and we're expecting that it will operate at full or scaling over the course of this year. And it means also that the fees of utilizing of the bridge, both on the side of Russian border and Chinese border, they are being kind of settled at the moment. And we are in discussion with the operator of the bridge, and we are discussions with the customer, and we believe that our customers are in discussions with the railways, with the Chinese railways, about the terms of using the bridge. And all these negotiations are interconnected, and I guess we'll be able to answer your questions about the exact saving on utilizing the bridge over the course of first half of this year. At this moment of time, we don't have the precise number. On the Sutara, I think the question was about what increase in the capacity will it give, and what will be the cost, and what will be the cost of Sutara. Again, we will not be able to give you the exact exact numbers at the moment, but to make it more clear, Sutara project is not the new mine. It's basically the extension of the existing mine. It's just it's just another ore body which is located in a certain distance out of the existing mine. So there are advantages and disadvantages in terms of the mining in the current open pit and in the new one. So the major advantages is that we are expecting that the quality of the ore will be higher, which shall give us the potential to increase the capacity, and also slight improvement costing. Although there is a disadvantage, which is basically transport lag, which you require in order to transport the crushed ore into the processing. And basically, all in all, We expect that it might give a slight improvement in terms of the cost, but it shall not be significant. The major advantage is that it shall give us the improvement in capacity, and also it's basically the extension and increase in the life of mine. Although the exact like numbers we will be able to give you when we begin to actually like mining processing the ore in Sotara, and that, as Dennis mentioned, we expect to begin at the beginning of the next year. So I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, if I can follow up on the MIC question, you raise capital, which I can understand in terms of needing to strengthen the balance sheet, but it also diluted the existing shareholders quite a bit. So the question is, why didn't you try to raise capital from existing shareholders, or did you think that was not possible? And then on a separate question, I think IRC did some sort of a deal with in terms of lending to a shipping company to get some sort of income. Can you also comment on that? Thanks.
Thank you.
Would you like to answer this question, or should I?
Daniela, please answer.
Yes, in terms of the MIC, I think that we believe that at the end of the third quarter of the last year, with the drop in iron ore prices, inflation, and appreciation of the ruble, and the geopolitical like issues and risk, the situation was a bit risky, and we believe that we will require a source of capital, and in terms of the appetite of the existing shareholders of the company, I believe that the board was of the opinion that it would be difficult like to raise the required amount of capital, and we had the interest of the current lender of the company, who was willing to do basically a debt equity swap. And looking and waiting all the pros and cons, the board was of the opinion that it's the best options of de-risking the balance sheet of the company. I guess that's all the comments I can give on that. And a second question was about the vessel. Yes, I think as we discussed already, I think the situation, and we were lucky, it significantly improved in terms of the pricing, in terms of the liquidity of the company at the beginning of this year. With the reopening of China and canceling of the zero COVID policy. So we are lucky in terms of this. And so looking at our plan on spendings and also now liquidity, we looked at this opportunity, which could give us additional source of income. And we utilize it, but it doesn't mean that we are now switching into a shipping business. We just believe it was a short term opportunity, which also give us additional sources of the revenue, which we can reinvest in our main business, which is Kenya's project.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for questions. Once again, that is star one to register for questions. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to register for questions. Thank you. Excuse me, Johnny. There's no further questions at this point in time. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Phoebe. So thanks a lot. Due to time limitations, we are now ending the meeting here, and thank you everyone for joining the call today. We appreciate your time, and if you have any questions, obviously feel free to contact us at any time. Contact details can refer to our corporate website at www.ilcgroup.com.hk. With that, thank you and have a great day. 因為時間關係啦，我哋會議咧就喺度結束啦。咁我哋好多謝每一位出席嘅嘉賓，亦都希望各位有個愉快一日。如果有冇任何問題咧，都隨時歡迎聯絡我哋嘅。聯絡方法咧可以參閱 ILC 嘅官網 www.ilcgroup.com.hk。All right, Operator Phoebe, I think we can end the call here, and thanks very much.
Okay, thank you for your participation. This concludes the conference. Thank you.